Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. The tax reform vote is scheduled to occur today in Washington. The bill expected to land on the president's desk by tomorrow. It's a major win for President Trump and GOP congressional leaders. Whether or not you see it as a win for the American people largely depends upon what side of the aisle you choose to stand. A CNN poll released this week found opposition to the bill. It's up 10 points since November among Democrats to 89%. Support for the bill up 12 points over that same time among Republicans to 76%. I spoke with Congresswoman Kristi Noem this morning from Washington about details of the bill, why she thinks it's a good plan for South Dakotans, and what needs to be adjusted as Congress prepares for the historic vote on tax reform. Tell us where we stand today. Is voting happening today on the Republican tax reform bill?
It will. In the House, we will be voting on the tax bill in just a couple of hours here. I'll go to the House floor and speak on it in about an hour or so, and then we will vote an hour after that. And we'll send it over to the Senate, and they may vote late tonight or tomorrow morning to get the bill to the president's desk.
And what will you be saying this afternoon?
Yeah, I'll be talking about what this bill does for South Dakota families. I worked extensively on the child tax credit, on provisions for agriculture, interest deductibility, expensing. I worked, obviously, on the estate tax provisions. And so a lot of those policies made it into the final product. And I think it's a good opportunity for us to talk about how people have more opportunities to invest in their families, their small businesses, and help our economy grow.
Tell me a little bit more about the child tax credit changes.
Sure. We realized that the child tax credit needed to grow. So in this bill, we doubled the provision, went from $1,000 per child to $2,000 per child. We also added some integrity to the provision by adding Social Security numbers for the children. We realized that a lot of times people were claiming this credit that didn't necessarily have children, and so we did that as an integrity issue as well. And then we made sure that the refundability on that provision was included in an index for the future.
And could you be more specific about provisions for agriculture? What can we expect in South Dakota?
Absolutely. There's a first ever 20% tax deduction that applies to the first $315,000 of joint income that's earned by all businesses. That would be like S-Corps, partnerships. That'll be the pass-through title of the bill. So for Main Street job creators and also agriculture, this provides a deduction for them. They also receive immediate expensing. So if they go out and purchase new equipment, a combine, a tractor, they can immediately deduct that from their federal taxes. We also have expanded Section 179, which is something that we put into place permanently last year that was very important for agriculture producers. We took the $500,000 limit to $5 million through 2022. Then we continue interest deductibility, so that it allows businesses to deduct that interest. It caps that interest deductibility provision at 30% for those larger businesses that might be over $25 million. We stayed with cash accounting. We kept like-kind exchanges, which is very important to agriculture. And then we preserved benefits for farm co-ops. So we put that in place to make sure that that deduction can minimize the effect on them. And then also we doubled the death tax exemption levels in this bill, which will bring a lot of relief to those who are facing a situation where they're trying to pass on an operation to the next generation.
Are you satisfied with that compromise? I know that you wanted them to be eliminated.
I wanted the death tax repealed. And it's based on principle. It's an unfair tax. Producers, small business owners, they pay taxes on all their income throughout life. Then why do we hit that family again at the time of tragedy? So based on principle, I wanted it completely repealed. Kind of breaks my heart that we didn't use this as an opportunity to completely get rid of it, but we certainly ended up in a better spot than where we are under current law.
Some tax accountants and lawyers are already speculating how they can sort of game the system or find the loopholes here. You mentioned integrity from, providing Social Security numbers for children. Tax lawyers are saying we can restructure our wealthy clients as a corporation, set things up for pass-through as freelance, different things. Are those things that you've sort of thought of as you work on this policy and figured out how you can close some of those loopholes?
Yeah, we certainly did. In fact, we've had many, many hearings over the last several years on tax policy. These are some of the guardrails that we debated in the conference committee. For those of us who are negotiating the final terms of this bill, we wanted to make sure that it was going to help businesses and help them reinvest in America, but that we also made sure that it couldn't be abused. I think that's the biggest flaw in our tax code, is that unfortunately those who have money have an opportunity to hire someone to help them avoid paying their taxes. And my goal going into this whole situation was that we would be able to level the playing field, that everyday Americans would be helped, that they'd be less loopholes and exemptions, and that we'd have an opportunity to create a much more fair system. By doubling the standard deduction, by making sure that we gave more people a tax cut, and a lot of folks now will not be itemizing at all because of the levels that we've moved that standard deduction to, I do believe we've created a fairer system. So you look at the business side, some people may restructure. We understand that. But we also believe for the vast majority of Americans, we fixed a lot of this tax code's unfairness that was in place.
Is the implementation still set for January? When do we see these changes roll out, is my question.
Absolutely. When people get to January, they'll start seeing a difference in their paychecks immediately. That's because when they get a paycheck, their withholding is reflected in there. There should be less money withheld from their taxes and from their paychecks. Also, their employers, the small Main Street businesses, will see less cost to their business in that withholding category as well. That was one thing that we fought for, was immediately getting this kind of relief out there to folks across the country. So they'll start to see those benefits right away. And hopefully we'll start to see the economy grow and more jobs created as well.
And there have been concerns about the time, you know, the time is December 19th. President signs this, let's say on Wednesday, those changes take place fairly quickly. Is there time for the people to sort of figure out how to make those changes behind the scenes so that they happen? Or is there a backlog with the amount of work that needs to be done there?
You know, as far as what we need to do for changes to the withholding tables, they've already started to work on that in anticipation that we would be making some changes. So that's already well underway, and I don't see us having any issues with implementing it when we hit January 2018.
How do we measure success for this?
For me, I measure success on, is it more fair? Is there more integrity into it, and does it help the normal average day South Dakota family? The average family in South Dakota, their household brings in about $54,000 a year. And under this bill, they could receive up to a $1,000 to $1,200 tax cut, but then also their income will grow by thousands of dollars because of wage increases. We've got thousands of jobs that will be created across the state, and we make sure that that's going to be something that helps them. You know, they're raising our future. They're raising our kids. We acknowledge that. We got rid of the marriage penalty as well, which was important for building strong families. So that's how I measure success. It's not what does it do for the one percenters, but what it does for the everyday families that live across the state of South Dakota.
What does that look like, 5 years down the road? Is there an expectation, what I'm wondering, Congresswoman Nolan, is there an expectation that this will have to be adjusted or tweaked? What does that look like from where you're sitting?
We recognize that the last time that tax reform was done in this country over 30 years ago, that there was a continuation of adjustments that were made in the months following, recognizing that there needed to be tweaks, but also knowing that in this bill, some of these changes will need to be put permanently into law as we go forward. Some of the provisions are only in place for 5 years or 8 years, and that we'll need to extend those. For me, my battle will be making sure that we get those permanently into place.
Some people have expressed concern about the increase in the deficit, and have said that we're kicking the can down the road a little bit. What's your response to people who worry about the $1 trillion-plus increase in the deficit this plan proposes?
Well, goodness sakes, the status quo isn't working. Under the current tax policy, we're continuing to rack up debt and deficit with no way out. And so I have never been a believer that the government spends people's money better than the people back home. And we know from an economic analysis and past history that if you give people more opportunities to reinvest in their business, they grow and they invest in their people and raise wages. And that's how we get more folks into the workforce. paying taxes rather than living off poverty programs, and that makes a huge difference in our federal budget in the long run. So my goal is that we provide higher wages for folks, get them into jobs that maybe are struggling today, and then we have an opportunity to help them become a part of the solution instead of being on programs to where they're continuously perpetuating poverty.
There was an interesting CNN poll released today talking about how the numbers have increased to the opposition to the plan. You break that down a little bit and you see that the support among Republicans has actually grown and the opposition among Democrats has also grown. What do you make of some of these responses that show us really, politically divided more than ever?
Yeah, I think that is, and when we've seen tax reform be debated in the past, it was much the same. The things that the Democratic Party has said about this tax bill absolutely lack facts. They have not told the factual perspective on this bill, and that's shameful because the American people going into this policy discussion should know exactly what's in it, how it will impact them. And they have been very misleading in the things that they have perpetuated about the provisions in this. So I think that's disappointing. And so we have studied this. We've been busy talking to folks about what the provisions really will provide for them. And when folks hit January, they'll start to see it for themselves.
Also in this poll, Americans see this as more partisan than ever, and most Americans don't feel that a good faith effort was put forward to include the Democrats, and that includes many Republicans. Do you feel like there was a good faith effort made in Congress to include your Democratic colleagues in the process?
Absolutely. I'm on the committee that wrote a lot of the policies that are in this bill. I was in many hearings that were bipartisan in nature. I was in a meeting in the White House that was bipartisan where tax reform was discussed. I've been in meetings here as well, getting more information to Republicans and Democrats. So I think that's a common talking point that Democrats like to use these days, and it's just not true. So we will continue to pass this bill, get it to the president's desk, and help all Americans, not just one party or another.
Give me an idea what this process has been like for you, finally. You've been through a lot in these past few months.
Well, it's been the past several years. I ran small businesses. I'm a mom. I'm passionate about our tax code. And when I was in the state legislature, I worked on tax policy. So to be here in Congress and working on a bill and being one of the final negotiators on a tax reform bill that gets done once in a generation is a pretty wonderful opportunity for me. So to get this completed will be great. The bill's not perfect, and sure there's a thing here or there that I wish would have been a little different, but all in all, this is a bill that's great for the American people, and I'm excited to be a part of it.
Final thoughts for South Dakotans of what's ahead?
I think that they can show optimism. We've got opportunities in 2018 that we did not have for the last 8 years. Our economy will grow. We will see higher wages. We will see people doing better. They will have more money in their pockets to take care of their families. And I'll be home giving them all the details of this plan and working with them to make sure they understand exactly how it does impact them and their families.
Congresswoman Noem, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.
Thank you. You too. Have a wonderful day.